After 12, Wintrust Business Lunch is rolling. Pete Zimmerman is your producer. I'm John Williams. It's Wednesday, so Terry Savage. TerrySavage.com, the financial columnist, is with us today for the full hour. Terry's always a popular guest on Wednesdays. 312-981-7200. Call or text your questions or comments, and we'll let Terry respond or help. 312-981-7200. Terry, I just want to finish the point that I made just before the break. That is, when Quentin Folks was on, he wants you to vote yes on the graduated tax amendment, the quote-unquote fair tax amendment. Some of you have pointed out to us that the original language in the bill said that there will only be one graduated tax in the state of Illinois on your income. That line has been crossed out, so I called him off the air just to confirm, isn't it therefore conceivable that they could have graduated rates on a number of things, like if you make more money than I, then you'll pay more for your tabs or your license plates. Think of anything that you're paying to the state, could that be graduated based on your income? And the answer is yes, it could be. So this opens the door for more than one graduated rate. It gives the state the ability to do that, in this case on income, but there's nothing now to keep them from having graduated rates on other things as well. That's my understanding of it.
It's written now. You didn't ask my opinion, but I'm going to clearly state this as opinion. I think that and I've posted this on my blog at terrysavage.com. So, yeah, it's a political opinion. I want to clearly, it's not political. I think it's an economic opinion that this is a mistake because, you know, you remember when the Beatles left England because taxes were too high? Remember back when Bjorn Borg left Sweden because taxes were too high? Remember when they tried to tax Americans and
when the
English?
Beatles left England, they were paying 90 cents on the
exactly.
on the last
so
dollar
the
earned.
Question
this
is
not going to do that.
No. But the question is, people of means always have a chance to leave. Now you can't leave. Do you know this? You cannot leave the United States. Say, I can't stand this place. I'm going to go to Canada or Abu Dhabi or something. You are taxed as if you had died, so that your whole wealth is taxed if you decide you're going to leave. But only very wealthy people could do that and establish citizenship. But the real simple fact is that ordinary people, like the woman who called in and said, it's not just this, it's my property taxes, and could it be my real retirement income next? Oh, that's a big tempting goose egg. To golden goose to get grab yeah. that egg. And so what's going on is the pillaging of the Illinois taxpayer, and you don't have to be the Beatles or a tennis star or Roger Federer living in Abu Dhabi. You can be an Illinois citizen who decides to move to Nashville.
97% of the people won't see their taxes go up.
Oh, you know why that is?
I would love to have this problem where I make $250,000.
You know why? Because they lowered the tax rate by an infinitesimal fraction.
You're not going to save
on
much.
The majority
right.
of people, and that's how they got the 97%.
The truth is that 97% of the people will not see their taxes go up.
All I'm saying is the most creative, the smartest, the most creative, the ones who create jobs will look at Illinois and say, why do I have to live here?
Do you think
it's
that's really true? Do you think that Ken Griffin is going to go away
He's
from Illinois?
He's just spent $1 billion on houses in a lot of places, including Florida, where there's no income tax. I absolutely believe
he's spending more fighting this than he would have paid on the tax.
Because he loves Illinois. So do a lot of people love Illinois and don't want to see the people that create the jobs, the entrepreneurs, the innovators, driven out of the state. It's
Terry,
not,
I know both sides so well.
Yeah,
I could argue the other position.
I know you could. So
I'm pushing back on you just to hear what you say about what the opposition would say.
Yeah.
I'm a little hard-pressed to believe, though, that a multimillionaire who's living in Chicago because it's one of the great cities
on
earth.
It's the multimillionaires. Have you seen the statistics about Illinois residents moving to Tennessee? It's close.
I know people who have for this very reason.
For this reason. Or Florida. And the point is, I want to go back to the stock market, but none of this resolves our basic budget problems in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. This isn't going to do it. Just like the lottery, which they promised all that money would go to education.
He said $3 billion. $3 billion. Do you want $3 billion?
That's going straight into the pension deficit, which is over $100 billion.
Yeah. Well, I wish that they would earmark it for that per se and then not steal $3 billion from someplace else like they did with the lottery. I mean, we've been to this movie before.
Yeah, we have. And what's the next movie? When someone asked about, what about your retirement?
Retirement.
I've seen those in the commercials. You know, the question is, at what point do they stop reaching into your pocket?
It's 12:15. Our guest is Terry Savage, terrysavage.com. Okay, your questions. And by the way, what's happening with the market? All of that coming up.
Yeah, let's talk about the market.
Let's not. Terry Savage, terrysavage.com in our studio, 312-981-7200. Dow close to 900 down today, Terry.
It is very close, within a few points of 900. I like being in the studio with you, and it's a beautiful sunny day for a change.
Not that often we get to see you face-to-face.
You know, the stock market, before the last election, I just heard this morning, was down. I didn't remember this. 9 sessions in a row, and immediately as the news leaked, I remember I was having dinner.
9 sessions before the 2016 election.
Before the 2016 election, the stock market was down, 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 and as news came out late in the evening that the President Trump had been elected, I left the dinner I was at. I said, I've got to get in front of my computer and see what's going on. And the market really took a nosedive. And by the next morning, the futures soared.
Yeah.
So a couple of things are going on. First of all, it started in Europe, where it looks like there will be extensive lockdowns. And that slows global business. And the fear is, of course, that will spread here. And if you live in Chicago, now you're seeing it with restaurants, for example. Last time there was a lockdown, it was a really strong economy. Businesses still had savings and reserves. You can picture that if we go through another lockdown, not only the small businesses that have already said, I can't make it, I'll throw in the towel, but all the businesses that said, we'll make it to the end of the year, surely it'll get better, are now on the verge of throwing in the towel. That's all, pretty much, I would guess, most of the restaurants in Chicago, maybe not the big chains. And the loss of jobs will be, I think, in the first quarter could be really dramatic. Every corporation except, not Netflix, let's say, but not the tech companies, but other businesses are realizing that it's not going to be a boom going into next year. We're not going to be over it and have vaccines. And this is when they are all making their employment plans for next year. And I'm quite sure in January we'll see many businesses announcing, you know, marginal job cuts, but every person that loses a job adds to the downfall. So that's what the stock market's looking at now, not the great earnings that happen to be being reported. Orion noted, or where did I see it, 80% of the jobs, the earnings reports have been a positive surprise. The market's not looking at that. The market's looking ahead at
what happens. Would a stimulus check change that? Would legislation change that?
And that's the other thing. The stimulus effect that came out, and it, as we know from all the people that called, everybody didn't get it right away in May and June. So that spending from that money surged through the economy and accounted for a pretty strong summer and into September. That's done now. I mean, wherever that went, it went. The other thing is, real people are facing not only the end of their unemployment. We have 39 weeks of unemployment in Illinois. So if you were laid off at the beginning, your unemployment's going to run out.
Yeah.
The foreclosure and rental eviction moratoriums, unless something is extended, will be running out. And some people have got their jobs back. Some of those jobs, they were called back to restaurants that opened for the summer outside and now will close down. So the unemployment picture is not so great for the first quarter. All the benefits we have are running out. And I just hope that maybe they can get it together after the election, no matter what the results of the election
are. Sure.
Maybe they'll go, okay, well, we fought the battle to the end, and now what kind of stimulus are we going to do before year end? I hope so.
How do they not? 312-981-7200. I'm going to pick up a couple of phone lines now, Terry. There's other things I want to talk to you about, though, but let's start with some calls. And this is Mike. You're on WGN. Mike, what can we do for you? You're on the air with Terry Savage.
Yeah, I got a question for Terry about the unemployment insurance. Are they going to extend it with all these numbers going up with the corona?
Well, that's a good question. Part of that will come from the federal government, because part of unemployment, though it's administered by the states, comes from the federal government. Not even just the basic, not even the extra money, like they had 600 and then there was 300. Not everybody got that 300. But the actual basic unemployment funds come from the state, from employers in the state that contribute, and from the federal government. The state distributes it. So I think almost every state, not just Illinois, is running out. And that's going to be the real crisis that nobody's talking about yet. How can you extend unemployment for people who run out of their automatic 39 weeks? Just the basic. And the basic unemployment, let's be clear about this. Everybody, the people that complained about $600 is too much to give people, it's incentive to stay home. The people that get just basic unemployment really do have to choose between food, rent, and now in the winter, heat. So
we're just going to have to wait and see that.
This could
Thanks
be a big scramble
call.
After the election.
Sorry to hear about that, but can't they change the law and say, okay, it's not 39
Congress
weeks?
Could have done a lot. Well, Illinois could change the law, but they can't get the money. I mean, we don't have the money, I don't believe. I don't know where the governor will come up with it.
Well, I mean, the federal government doesn't have it either, but they could spend it.
That's the big difference. You nailed it. Illinois can't print the money. The federal government can. That's what Jay Powell's been doing, going into the open market and buying corporate bonds and mortgage-backed securities and treasuries and so forth, and paying for it with newly created money put into the system. So the federal government can create the money. And, of course, it goes into deficit, yes, and we have a $3 trillion deficit this year alone. Now we're over $27 trillion in our national debt. But they can do that. A state can't do that.
Joe Biden said that he will only tax the people that make more than $400,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the threshold?
That's what he said.
So based on your thoughts about graduated income taxes, what do you make about that?
What he wants to do away with is with the 2017 tax cuts. And on an income tax basis, we survived without them. We grew better, arguably, with the tax cuts. The interesting one is the capital gains tax.
Pardon me, Terry, if I may. So in 2017, prior to that, it was higher.
That was 39 point whatever.
We cut it back temporarily, but now, no, not temporarily. We cut it back to 27%, right?
No, we cut the top tax bracket back in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but the fact is, if the federal government, let's take it the bigger context. We had 10 years of an economic boom, both Democrat and Republican administrations. We never had a balanced budget in those 10 years. I mean, before COVID, in the biggest economic boom, the biggest stock market boom in history, the longest, I should say, we never paid down our deficit. As I recall, the last time we actually paid down some of our deficit was in the Clinton years.
Administration, yeah.
Yeah. So we have ourselves to blame. The politicians are to blame, and we have ourselves to blame for electing them. Nobody wanted during the good times to pay down the debt. Now the debt is mounting.
I got to pause. 312, okay, I've taken way too much of Terry's time. I know you've got questions either about your investments, about your mortgages, about your unemployment. 312-981-7200. Terry Savage is here. 312-981-7200. 1227 WGN Radio News. Then more of your calls coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's 1234 on WGN. We're produced by Pete Zimmerman. I'm John Williams. Terry Savage is in the studio. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for the columnist at terrysavage.com. Let's start with Bob. Bob, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hi, good afternoon. Big fan of John and Terry. Thank you as always for your help against the backdrop of the great points you made a few minutes ago about the economy in Illinois and the election. What advice do you have for an individual investor trying to take a long-term horizon? But times are scary. What's your advice to individual investors?
Speaking. I used to do a lot of speaking in front of audiences. I'm doing it virtually now. And I did a big event yesterday for Money Show. And I've used the same opening slide after my hello and welcome and here's a picture of me slide. And that slide is, don't bet against America. America will survive and prosper, and so will you if you plan, save, and invest. That is my core basic principle on which I do all my thinking about what about the stock market. There, I must make this point. There has never been a 20-year period. Going back to 1926, Ibbotson, the market historians, looked at every 20-year period. That included the Depression and included World War II and the Vietnam War and the inflation of the 70s and the big recession in the early 80s, et cetera, et cetera. And there has never been a 20-year losing period for a diversified portfolio of large company American stocks with dividends reinvested. Any of those periods, 29 to 49, 52 to 72, you name it, never a 20-year losing period. And then, by the way, that's even adjusted for inflation. So I believe if you are young or even if you're older and even if you're near retirement and you're going to live 20, 25 years in retirement, that you keep investing in the 401k plan. You don't get scared out when the headlines are horrible and you don't sell. I mean, you're not buying specially at the top. You just consistently invest and stick with it. Now, when you're getting closer to retirement, you may want to move some of that money off the table of the stock market because you're going to have to live on money. You're going to have required distributions and so forth. So that doesn't mean you're all in all the time. But if you're younger, you are. Because what good does it do to second-guess America? If America doesn't work going forward,
but Terry,
stocks
you just,
are your least, your investments are your least problem.
But Bob said, based on the backdrop of what you said, should I be in or should I be out, you just told us we're on the precipice of a cliff and that it's very likely it's going to go down.
But so if you're putting $400 a month in your 401k in the S&P 500 index fund, you do not get scared out when that happens. We weren't on the air together last January, but last January, and you can see the video still up at terrysavage.com. I've left it up there from January.
He wants to market time, Terry. He wants to pull the money out now. It's going to go down, and then you go back in.
Okay, you know what? I was the first woman, a founding member of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I have known and even loved some of the world's great traders. Very few of them trade all the way to the end and die rich. They may be successful for a while, and they diversify in other businesses or other aspects of this business. But the fact of the matter is, long-term investing, you don't have to beat the market. You just have to be there, and you'll come out ahead. If you want to go jump on Robinhood, take a small portion of your portfolio and see how well you do. I think I've always been convinced there's a trading gene, and some people have it. As smart as I was, I knew I didn't have it. Right away, when you start doing it with your own money, you learn very quickly if you've got that gene.
Bob, does that help you?
It does. I try not to trade. I buy and hold generally thanks to the great advice from you and Terry and others for a long time. So you Good. Give great advice, and I appreciate it.
Now, maybe some confidence in what you're doing then. Bob, thanks for the phone call. We go from Bob to Nora. You're on WGN. Hi, Nora.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My call is really for my granddaughter. She's been waiting for unemployment since this whole thing started. She's 22 and has three small children and has not gotten any unemployment. They said they were going to call her back, and she's been waiting and waiting. And finally, she got a call yesterday, and the reception was so bad, it was very staticky, that they just hung up on her.
From IDES you're talking about? That's the call from the state?
Yes, unemployment, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a horrible, sad story, and I'm glad I can sense that she has you to rely on to some extent. She's been unemployed since last spring?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she missed out on the extra $600. When did she apply, though? Did she apply right away?
I think she waited a couple months.
Okay.
Actually, I just kept pushing her and saying, you know, you'll get it because you worked last year.
Well, she missed out on, if she was during that period when there were $600, she missed out on that. Now she won't go back and get that. And that attitude from IDES, the not calling back, the not caring, and more people than I can tell you have had told me that IDES hung up on them. I've been trying to reach the governor. I've tried through people that I knew him well. It's appalling. And the only thing I can tell you to do is keep writing the governor, tell your story, write the governor, your state representative. For a while, state representatives had a special line in, and one of those state representatives gave me an inside number, which I had for a while, and I think I know I helped a lot of people. But there seems to be no way to get through the density of the idiocy of IDES. I wish I could help you.
Nora, thanks for the phone call. Eric Zorn wrote a piece about the woman who is in charge of IDES now two Sundays ago, and it was a generally favorable view of how well this woman is able to manage big projects. But
not this one.
But that's what I mean. But the proof is in the pudding.
Because it's still happening. Right, exactly. You know, airlines, picture in regular good times, but there's a snowstorm that blacks out in New York, Chicago, and everything. They get back to you. They reschedule airplanes in the air.
Yeah.
They call you back, and you call them and say, I can't get through, but I've got to change a plane. They say, leave your number, and they call you back. Maybe it's 15 minutes. Maybe it's an hour and 15 minutes. It's not 7 months.
312-981-7200. Lots of texts for Terry, too. I was approved for 26 weeks of Illinois unemployment. What needs to be done to get the 13 weeks extension? Another investment questions coming up in a minute. First, more business news on the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Chicago-based Boeing says it'll cut more jobs as the company continues to lose revenue. The pandemic has smothered demand for new airplanes. Boeing says it'll cut 30,000 employees by the end of next year. The company had previously said it would cut 19,000 jobs. In its latest quarterly report, Boeing reported a $449 million loss for the third quarter. It earned $1.1 billion in the same period last year. When Southwest Airlines starts flying out of O'Hare Airport in February of next year, it'll offer flights to Nashville, Denver, Baltimore, Washington, Dallas, and Phoenix. Southwest surprised the airline industry recently when it announced plans to expand its footprint in Chicago from Midway to O'Hare. Harley-Davidson has a new bike to show off, but it's not a motorcycle. It's an e-bicycle from the Serial One Bicycle Company, named after Harley's oldest motorcycle that was built in 1903. The bike is the product of the Harley Development Center. A group of employees has been working on the project, and now they're going to spin it off into its own company. We don't have any specs on the bike yet, like battery life or power level, but it's set to go on sale in March. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Terry, talk to me real quick about Flex accounts. One of our listeners has a question about those, right?
Yeah, I just handed me a text. This happens to a lot of people. You have a $5,000, your company offers you up to $5,000 to put away on a pre-tax basis in what's called a Section 125 flex spending account, cafeteria account. A lot of people used to use that for childcare, daycare or after school care or whatever it was. And of course they didn't use it this year. Flex, cafeteria plans are use it or lose it. So if you have that money left over, go in right now to the HR department and see if there's some flexibility within the plan. Some plans allow you to use that cafeteria that money, not just for childcare, but perhaps to pay your health insurance, portion of health insurance
or
premiums.
Or new glasses.
Or medical things. So some flex spending is strictly for medical things. You want to spend that for sure by the end of the year. And there's, you know, at drugstore.com, they have a big list of all the things you should spend it on. But for childcare, that's supposed to be for that kind of, that's the $5,000 set aside. But maybe your company's plan is going to do something about it. Bring it to their attention. You are not the only one who's in this problem.
John, I was, Terry, I was approved for 26 weeks of Illinois unemployment. How do I get the 13-week extension?
That's supposed to be automatic. It's supposed to be, you know, I'm sitting here with my fingers crossed. It should automatically roll over. Now, there's no more extra money now that the $300 went away before half the people got it. And so, but this should happen automatically.
You don't even need to go online?
You don't have to go online to do that. That's an automatic extension.
We found a 1945 war bond. How do I cash it?
Yeah, 1945 war bond. I'm not sure that it wouldn't be more valuable, frankly, as an objet d'art framed.
Collectible, yeah.
As a collectible. And I would, I'd have to search that out. The treasurydirect.gov deals with savings bonds that have matured. But I think you might check with online or on eBay to see if what that might be worth as a collector's item.
Thomas, you're on WGN 312-981-7200 with Terry Savage. Hi, Tom. How can we help you?
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, John and Terry. Fortunate enough to be employed in this difficult economy. But I have a different problem. IDES, for some reason, has declared me unemployed as of March, and recently received a debit card issued by KeyBank.
Friend of mine.
Ding, 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 ding. This is the bell for fraud. This is identity theft. This is
That's what I thought.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, if you go to terrysavage.com, on the home page, on the right side below the blue box, I put a permanent box, and I've just updated what to do if your identity has been stolen, particularly in this time of unemployment identity theft. If you get a card, if you get notification, for sure, your information is out there on the dark web ever since that Equifax breach, which actually revealed everybody's stuff. And I've always wondered what they would do with it. What they're doing with it is selling it, making unemployment claims, and either finding a fraudulent way to transfer it off this unauthorized card. The FBI is working on this. It's a national problem. It hit Illinois particularly hard. And there's a whole list of things to do. Get your credit report, read it, freeze it, look for inquiries from banks. That means someone, you know, your bank accounts aren't on your credit report, but an inquiry from a bank means someone tried to open an account there. Contact that bank. The FBI numbers are there. How to get your credit report is in there. So front page, terrysavage.com. On the right, below the box that says financial links is a box that says what to do about identity theft, and another one for stimulus checks.
Hey, Thomas, is there value on that card that you got? Is there money attached?
No, you don't want to.
I wasn't going to activate it.
Yes, do not activate it. Do not activate the card.
Yeah.
Because somehow, and the FBI still hasn't told me, I think they're figuring it out. They've figured out a way, once you activate the card, to siphon the money off.
Right.
It's
okay. Going
to be one of the big money mysteries of this year. And the biggest mystery, by the way, is going to happen next January, when Tom, you and all the other people get 1099 saying,
right,
we sent you $15,600 a week plus regular for 14 weeks or whatever it was.
They're going to charge you taxes
and
on that.
Please pay taxes. You get a 1099-G. So part of the article that's up at terrysavage.com on identity theft, front page on the right side, says keep track of all your efforts to report it. Freeze frame your screen, etc.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
So that's your new hobby, Tom, is fighting that. You know, a colleague of ours here has the same situation, although money's actually been transferred to her account. I think it's appeared in her checking account.
I've had that happen with business owners who say they and their employees suddenly started getting money.
And the money is there. They go, hallelujah. But she knows better than that.
Last rant. There's a woman out there who's 22 with a couple of little kids, Nora's granddaughter. Okay, who's been unemployed since the beginning, has not gotten a penny.
Yeah.
And then there's this going on. And a third category, people being told by Illinois unemployment, we paid you too much, we miscalculated, send us back $5,000 or $15,000.
That's happened to people too. And,
yes.
And once upon a time, at least about the unemployment insurance supplement, I think our attitude was generally spend the money. Don't worry about it, but
do not send it back right now. They'll get around to it. You'll get around to proving. You'll have to force them to prove that they miscalculated. That's going to be another next year's big story.
One last quick phone call, if we can do it in less than 60 seconds. Mary Beth, you're on the air. Hi, Mary Beth. Mary Beth, let me. You're going to miss your chance, Mary Beth. This has just also been handed to me. I found a savings bond made out to my mom or my dad. Both are deceased. I'm the beneficiary. Can I cash it somehow? Series double E.
Yeah, you can. You'll owe some taxes on it, as a matter of fact. Take it down to one of the big banks, Chase, or one of the big banks that does deal with savings bonds. And if you go online, by the way, to treasurydirect.gov, and you'll find out what it's worth. But you'll owe taxes on all the gains. You also need proof of the estate that you're you've inherited this. But if it could be worth it.
We're out of time.
I'm so sorry. I love being in here with you.
We always appreciate your help and expertise and your rants. In fact, I think we should always call the last 25 seconds of what Terry's doing Terry's rant. And we'll play some music and you can just tear off, lady, because you're good. Thanks for coming in, Terry.
Thank you, Chuck.
TerrySavage.com. You remember that website, right?